This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 28, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mainly sunny today, temperatures in the mid-50s. Marblehead police are looking for a man in connection with a suspicious fire earlier this week at 265 Pleasant Street. According to the Daily Item, there is a reward of $5,000 for information on this person. Police posted a picture of the person of interest on their Facebook page, and that photo is posted below on our website. The Salem Police Department is ready for what could be record crowds in the city of Salem to celebrate Halloween. Dustin Luca is reporting today in the Salem News that police say there are no specific threats to the city. Salem Police will be supported by additional policing support over what looks to be a four-day weekend of celebrations, with Halloween following on Monday. The Peabody Essex Museum in Salem has a new chief operating officer. He is Kurt Steinberg, the president of Montserrat College in Beverly. Steinberg has been at the Visual Arts College for the past 4 years. And the Salem News is reporting today that a woman was airlifted to a Boston hospital yesterday afternoon following a Route 1 accident in Peabody. The accident happened on the southbound lane but resulted in the closing of both lanes. No names have been released. However, one driver was issued a criminal summons for negligent operation of a motor vehicle. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Red Wings last night 5-1. The Celtics host Cleveland tonight. The Patriots play at the New York Jets Sunday at 1. Local high school football scores from last night. Lynn English 8, Medford nothing. Winthrop over Saugus 35-18. And Kipp over Greater Lowell 24-7. Tonight, Danvers will host Marblehead in the Northeastern Conference football game of the night, it appears. Danvers coach Ryan Nolan on Marblehead football.
You know, the names change, but the uniforms look the same. they've got these kids who are really in shape, these long-range kids, athletic linemen, always have a real good quarterback, and this year's quarterback looks like he could be playing the NFL. He's 6'5", 215 pounds, flat-footed, throw the ball 55 yards. I mean, he's got a ton of talent. And they've got a bunch of really good skill players around them. And obviously they have the Cronin 22, mm-hmm. who's a phenomenal player offensively, defensively. And he has a lot of intangibles, too, when you watch him play, making plays when it's most important on offense and defense and special teams. So he's kind of their guy, and he's been their guy for a couple years.
Danvers coach Ryan Nolan. We will have a game report on this matchup later tonight on the website. Well, have a great weekend. If you're headed to Salem, be safe. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.